Halle, Göttingen is an old medieval city. Many houses in the town center bear plaques with the names of famous former residents, from Heine the poet, to Bunsen the chemist, to Olbers the astronomer, and many others, most notable among them, Carl Friedrich Gauss, 1777 to 1855, arguably the greatest mathematician of the time. Cantor felt the pull of both Berlin and Göttingen. But Cantor stayed in Halle waiting for the invitation that never came. Over the years, whenever a mathematics opening became available at Berlin or Göttingen, he pinned his hopes on it, and when he wasn't offered the position, he would go into a fit of rage. He had an intense, demanding personality and an explosive nature. These attributes made him enemies and lost him friends throughout his life. In contrast with his behavior with other mathematicians, Cantor exhibited tenderness in his relationships with his family members. While he always dominated conversations with colleagues, at home Cantor took a more relaxed role, letting his wife and children initiate and lead conversations at the dinner table. He ended every meal by asking his wife, "Have you been pleased with me today? And do you love me?" Cantor started as a Privatdozent, the entry-level academic job at German universities of the time. Within a few years of hard work, he was promoted to associate professor, and shortly afterwards, a professor of mathematics. Cantor became involved in intensive research in mathematics.